Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. We talked about all the humanitarian efforts underway this month and next, and how important it is for people to give, help those less fortunate. We have a Michigan State hockey team, very well known for its generosity, having its food drive and the second annual student athlete holiday food drive, spearheaded by Spartan hockey players. But there are all sorts of efforts in this community. And when people ask me why I am still here and what I like best about living in mid-Michigan, it isn't the weather, even on beautiful days like this. It is more often than not you find that people in this community, and especially Spartans, have heart. And I think that is certainly demonstrated by our next guest, Becky D'Antonio, who is chairing the fourth annual Help Tackle Hunger Food Drive. Hi, Beck. How are you?
I am great, Jack. I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Just fine. Well, it is a great fall in a lot of ways, but not always great for those in need. And you and those working with you are determined to do something about that.
Yes, absolutely. We're just asking all Spartan fans to bring a canned good or personal care items, or they can even make a cash donation to the Purdue game. And we're going to be set up all around the stadium, and we're just asking our fans if they would come out and support Mid-Michigan Food Bank.
All right. This program actually began on Monday, the 8th of November, goes through the Purdue game on the 20th. Michigan State has a well-deserved bye week this weekend.
Yes.
And in terms of what's going to happen on the 20th, there will be various collection areas around the stadium. And
yes.
You're asking for non-perishable goods to be dropped off, correct?
Correct, we are. And we're actually going to have coaches' wives and their families stationed at some of these collection points. So we'll be out there, and I'll be out there, and my kids will be out there. So we're hoping that fans will come out and support this food drive.
All right. We talked about this last year, and over the past 2 years, the drive has collected a total of 5,500 pounds in donations. That's the size of all Michigan State's linemen combined. This year, you are ratcheting it up, much like the win total, and you want 5,000 pounds this year alone, right?
Yes, as much as we can get. There's such a need here in mid-Michigan, and we just want to try to do a small part to help support families in this area. So that's our goal, is to try to get as much support and to stock up these low reserves for families to get through the winter.
Becky D'Antonio, chair of the fourth annual Help Tackle Hunger Food Drive on campus, encouraging everyone to bring non-perishable food items on Saturday, November 20th, to the Purdue game, and invite you to come to that game if you do not already have tickets. There are a few that are still available. Becky, what happens to the food that people bring to these donation areas?
They get recycled into stock the food banks, and then this food is available to families that are in need, and that they can come and get what they need to help supply their families and just to take care of themselves. And especially with our long winters here, it's just a really nice thing that we can all do to just help the people here right in mid-Michigan.
All right. All of the donations through the 19th will go to the MSU Student Food Bank, and all game day donations, everything on the 20th, will be provided to the Greater Lansing Food Bank. And talking with some of those people last year at Silver Bells in the city, Becky, they were so incredibly grateful. And it's amazing what a little donation can do in terms of feeding families. And if you wanted to drop off money, I'm sure that would also go a long way in terms of what can be bought in bulk. So
that would be great. If all the Spartan fans that just come to the game, if everyone would just bring one or two items, we could really make a big difference, Jack.
All right, that sounds great. And Becky, we'll see you on the 20th. And after that, maybe we'll see you at the Rose Bowl.
Thank you, Jack. Have a good night.
Becky D'Antonio, and she is the chair of the fourth annual Help Tackle Hunger Food Drive.